Chapter 4. The Fight at the Falls. When Ambrose came down a looping track through pine woods a fortnight later, he had just 8 white pebbles in his hands. He was tired, hungry, and exhausted. He could hear a waterfall somewhere to his left among the trees. He remembered that from before, just as he remembered clearly this thick smell of pine trees in the sun. He was somewhere close to Uncle Adam's house now. He really was. He hadn't remembered how far it would be from the jetty where he had said goodbye to the man with the boat. The road had gone on and on by the lakeshore, between reed beds and high hills. He had begun to wonder if he was going to find the house before nightfall. But there was still an hour or so of daylight left, and now he was close. Now he knew he would get there before darkness came. His feet hurt. They seemed to be hurting worse than they had before his long rest in the boat. Starting on them again had been agony. He hadn't bothered to put his shoes back on. They were no more than scraps of goatskin now, held together in places by twine. They flapped as he walked and were no help at all. Still, he was moving as quickly as he could, shuffle, shuffle down the path, because he knew that the journey was nearly over. Further down the slope, voices began to mingle with the sounds of falling water. People were calling to each other, unworried, unhurried, in the easy afternoon. He could see the sunlight through the bare trunks ahead of him. He could smell wood smoke. The track was leveling. He hobbled on. He was approaching a clearing. He stopped in the shadow of the last tree. Was this the place? He was looking across a sunny, grassy space decked with fruit trees. On the far side was the roof of a long wooden house, rising above a cluster of sheds and a stockade. There were people in the clearing, moving slowly with baskets. Chickens clucked and wandered among the closely nibbled tussocks. Unafraid. Was it? Surely it was. He wanted it so badly to be Chatterfall. And the sights prodded and ordered his memory until it agreed with what he saw. It had been like this the last time. After days of traveling through the mountains, down the river and across the lake, they had emerged suddenly from the pine.